This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, our second topic is mamish, not for a general audience, okay? This is a very sensitive topic. So I'm afraid even to talk about it online. And don't tell anybody that we learned about this. And first of all, you know, nobody will understand it. And second of all, it's just not a smart thing to say over, okay? And the third of all, it's just not going to work. So what we're learning now, it's not practical. It's theoretical. If you live in Disneyland, it could work. But I'm just, Lamaisa, it's Torah. Just in the society we live in, it's not going to work. We mentioned it on Shabbos. But this is what I have on Daf Samach Vav. Actually, it comes from a Sefer. The Sefer you definitely should get. The name of the Sefer is V'zakeni Lagadel. It's about Chinuch Habanim. And there's Rabasi, I brought it out at the end of the Shira on Shabbos. In the end of the Sefer, there are 13 segulais for good children. And the 12th segula brought comes from the Gemara Nadarm Samach Vav Amud Beis. And the case is like this. Sahu Bar Bavel the Salak L'Arad Yisrael. There's a certain Babylonian that went up to Israel. Nasavitza, he married an Israelite woman. He married an Israeli woman. So the guy's from Babylon. And she's from Israel. Amar la bashili trei talfi, bashila trei talafchi, the Bach says. He said, make me two lentil dishes. She cooked him two beans. He got angry at her. Rasach ala, lamach amar la bashili li gariva. He's like, come on, make me a big portion. Bashili la gariva. She made him a ridiculously large portion. Amar la zili aisli trei botzina, bring me two melons. Azus aisli trei shragi. She brought him two torches. Amar la zili tavri yasana reisha debava. Go break it on the head of the gate. She didn't know what that meant. She thought there was a guy named Bava. Sure enough, Havayasa Bava and Buta. Bava and Buta was in the gate. The Kada and Dina. And he was judging. He was adjudicating. Azus v'tavras yasana reisha. So she went and broke it on his head. Amar la, he said to her, Maha din da avdit. What are you doing? Amar la, kach tzivani bali. My husband told me to do this. Amar ada sis rutsoin balich, he did the will of your husband. Hamakoim yoitzi mimcha shnei banim kavava ben buta. Hashem should give you two children like Bava ben Buta. So Bava ben Buta gave the woman a bracha that she should be zaycha to banim tamil chachamim. Even though she misunderstood her husband. It's not like she didn't actually do what her husband wanted, right? Her husband said, break it on the gate. So it's not like she was actually fulfilling the words of her husband. So this Gemara, if there's anything you can learn from this Gemara, is that a segula, a zechus, for banam tamei chachamim, is for a woman to listen to her husband. But like I said, don't tell anybody that we said this. And also, like we said, this is all theoretical, you know. Practically, you think that's going to happen? You know, that's a different story, you know. But the Gemara says that a skula for banim tamicham is for a wife to listen to her husband. Venira d'yeshla, so also you see from the Gemara that even if the woman doesn't necessarily agree, but she humbles herself to the husband, it's a zechus for banim tamicham. But now we come to a maramakam. This is one of the most astounding things. It's from a Rishon. The name of the Sefer is Meshivas Nafesh of Rabbi Yochanan Luria, a Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshen. And he points out that, you know, Rivka did not really listen so much to Yitzchak. You know, Rivka was not that obedient to Yitzchak. Yitzchak wanted to give the brachas to Esav. So can you imagine? Rivka is conniving behind his back for some alternate plan that someone else should get the brachas. I mean, talk about a disrespectful, disobedient, unfaithful act over here. So you say, well, she had no choice. She could have had an open discussion with him. She could have said, look, my dear, esteemed husband, you know, you missed the boat over here with the kids. How could you give it to Esav? She could have had a conversation. No, Rivka says, communication is overrated. No, there's no conversation over here. She went behind his back. We see that Rivka came along to push away her husband's request against the will of in other words, Yitzchak wanted to give the brachas to Esav, and even though her kavana was l'shem shamayim, this sefer says a rishain, hayaloi lavakshay tchila abena ulaydiyoi malas Yaakov al Esav. She should have asked him. She should have let him know Yaakov's advantage. V'al shabasa lahasras negdoi, because she openly disagreed with him. Ve'ena nechnas achar etzaynoi, and she didn't humble herself. Yatsumi menu rasha. That's why she had an Esav. You want to know why Rivka had an Esav? Because she didn't listen to her husband. Now, don't quote us on this. We never learned this. Don't say this at the Shabbos table. Bad idea. Just saying, theoretically, you know, if you lived 700 years ago, but that was, that's how this Sefer interprets it. Parma Chazal, Ein Lecha Ishak Shera, Ela Sha'isa Rotzain Bala. A kosher woman does her husband's desire. Va'amr Chazal, Ma Toivasa Shal Ya'el, Shabbos Chugda Al Yada. This week's Haftarah, what was the greatness of Ya'el that she brought great salvation to the Jewish people? Isha K'shera Ha'isa Va'asa Saritzayin Ba'ila. And that's what the Rambam says. V'chein Siva Tzivu Chachamim Ala Isha. The dinder abanan is she tehei mechabedes espala yosemidai. She should honor her husband excessively. Ve'yia alei mayroi. She should revere him. Tasekom asa al piv, and do all of her activities based on what he says. Ve'yia be'inav k'maysar aymelach. Okay, there is a two way street. You know, he has to be mechabed her yoser migufa. He has to honor her even more than himself. But here the Rambam is talking about what her responsibility is to him. Mehaleches b'tavas libay, she should walk in accordance with his desire. Umrachekes kol sheyisna. V'zehu derech b'nois Yisrael u'b'nei Yisrael k'doishim b'zivugam. And by doing this, then their dwelling will be pleasant and praiseworthy. Anyway, he says something frightening, that the reason Esav came out of Rivka Imenu is because she was not totally obedient to Yitzchak. Even though her kavanah was l'shem shamayim, she should have spoken to him first. Now, very important, even though we don't have the right to offer any critique on the Aveis HaKadoshim, unless there's a source in Chazal, but in this case, number one, there is a source in Chazal, the Gemara Nedarim that we just learned. The Gemara Nedarim says, a zechus for banim tamim chachamim, is the woman listening to her husband. So conversely, it's clear that on the other hand, a woman who doesn't, that's the repercussion. And also, these are the words of a Rishain. So I made sure that this would be the very last segula in the Sefer, because, you know, who's gonna get to that part already? You know, who's gonna actually get there? They only have one more after that. That's the kavana to have Be'ez Zivug. That's the final segula. There are a lot of skulas found in Chazal. And of course, Shalom Bayis is also a segula. Actually, Rav Pam once said over that from the Stipler, that children, good children, is 50% Shalom Bayis and 50% Tefillah. So I sent a letter to Rav Chaim Knievsky. Did the Stipler say that? And he said, I never heard him say that. But anyway, that's what Rapam said over. And, you know, that. So, you know, on the one hand, you have this idea the woman has to listen to the husband. But on the other hand, good children are also dependent on Shalom Bayis. So if you're going to insist on this one, it's going to come at the expense of the other one. Anyway, there are other skulos found in Chazal. Loving Tamid HaChachamim. Another segula is smelling hadasim Friday night. It's brought in the Magen Avram to smell hadasim Friday night. Anyway, Rabbi Say, have a great day. Well, hopefully this week will be a regular schedule. Kol tov, everyone. Be well.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Kol tov, kol tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.